listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast with your host, Giovanni J. Smith, but you may call her Joe. Now, everyone, you're probably thinking, where's the energy? Where's the light? Where is the hype? And honey, let me just explain something to you. This is the first Friday of June. And you know what that means? We are in summer, baby! Hallelujah! Come on! I had to give a good hand clap. Let me tell you something. You know why I'm so excited? Because when I stepped outside, the sun started beaming on my body, started beaming on my bald head. And you know what I felt? I felt the Spirit of the Lord come upon me and say, my sister, my good child, Joe, here is the sun and all the favor. Honey, it's beautiful. The grass is growing. The flowers are out here. I am excited for summer. I'm excited that it is sunny outside. Y'all, welcome to the podcast. Hello. If it's your first time, give yourself a pat on the back for joining us. Make sure you click on that subscribe button. Make sure you spread the word. I am your host, Joe. I am so happy, you guys. I'm so happy. Not only because it's June, but because it's summer vibes. Listen, I know I don't do this often, but I would not be here. I would not be here without my producer, B-Dizzy, B-Dizzle, Bernie Dake. Okay, this man gets me right. He gets me on track. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, church, come on, church. We love to see it. We love to see it. Now, last week I added a new segment called Time Travel, Traveling Back. And so I want to do another one, okay? This segment, we are traveling back. And basically, I'm just going to pick a moment in life that I would want to change if I had to pick an age that I wanted to tell myself. And so last week I talked about what would I tell my 18-year-old self, specifically senior year. But today, if there's one thing I would change in my life, what would it be? There's so many things I would change, but this is going to be very disturbing. If I could change one thing in my life, I would say it would be middle school, specifically 7th grade. My mom bought me these fresh white shoes, and this boy came and stepped on my white shoes on purpose. And at the time, I ran to the bathroom and cried. But if I could change one thing, that would be it. I would have punched him dead in the throat and probably would have got suspended. But that's what I would have done, y'all. 7th grade Joe would have punched homeboy right up in his throat. And I'm not going to say his name because I know that my listeners will go and find him on Facebook and Instagram, and I do not want to expose that man. Now, would he ever remember? No, but I do. White shoes, just came and stomped on them. So if I could change that, I would go and punch him in the throat. That's what I would do. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Okay, y'all. Now, some of y'all are like, that was very morbid, Giovanni. I was like, okay, y'all asked me a question, I answered it, and what about it? Okay, but let me lift your spirits up. I want to get into a sprinkle of excellence, though, where we are uplifting, highlighting those who are doing great things in their lives, community, and or anywhere else. And today's candidate, oh, come on, honey, today's candidate is a nursing student. Her name is Wislene Gordette. She is from Naples, Florida, and baby, she's about to be my doctor one day, okay? She's about to be my doctor one day. No shade to Dr. Johnson, no shade. But Wislene is smart. She is Haitian. She is dynamic. She loves the medical field. She loves being a nurse. She has goals to be the top doctor in her medical field. Top doctor, come on. Top doctor. She works hard. She
dedicates every single time and energy towards nursing. And I love that. I have so much respect for nurses. So please, 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 please put your fingers together. And I had this last night. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, I had this last night. Please put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling coconut flakes on top of your key lime pie. My mouth is watering, you guys. Y'all know I love a good key lime pie. That is my favorite dessert, key lime pie. I talk about it all the time on the podcast. This is my favorite dessert, key lime pie. I love it. I could eat a whole, what is it? A whole tray of it. I love it. And yes, I am that person that compares different key lime pies from different places. And I have what? No shame, none whatsoever. Now, so our today's episode is negative self-talk. And I wanted to dive deep into this because I feel like each and every single one of us go through this period in life where we are bringing negative vibes over ourselves. So, of course, you know what I like to do? I love to go on Google. I love to that's me typing on my computer and research. So here is what I pulled up. Okay, so on Google, Google said basically negative self-talk is any inner dialogue you have with yourself that may be limiting your ability to believe in yourself and your own abilities and to reach your potential. It is any thought that diminishes your ability to make positive changes in your life or your confidence in yourself to do so. Woo! The inner dialogue you have with yourself. Okay, so you're probably thinking like, well, what are some examples? What are some examples? So let me give you guys some examples. Sometimes I tell myself that I will never graduate. I will never graduate my master's. That's negative self-talk. Sometimes I tell myself that I am not worthy for this person, or I'm not worthy for this job, or worthy for this X, Y, and Z. You're literally putting negativity on top of you. And I think it's so important that we're having this conversation is because it could be something so small that we start talking negative about with ourselves. It could be something so small like, oh, I'm too short, or no, I can't do this, or oh, no, I'm not the person. Let me tell you something, y'all. In my 31 years of life, I have realized that if I believe it, I can do it. Now, I'm not saying that I got to this place overnight. When I was younger, around middle school going to high school, I really did not believe in my abilities. I did not believe that I could reach for the stars or really tap into the fullest potential of who I was. And so what I want to share with you guys is that sometimes we, not even sometimes, all the time, we have to stop just bringing negative vibes over us. We have to stop. Listen, when I tell you that I am graduating with my master's, honey, you best believe I am walking across that stage with my red bottoms, beautiful tight dress, makeup on 10, 100, okay? Hair faded, all right? Teeth whitened. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to extend my right hand, shake the principal or whoever, the president, and I'm going to get my left hand and grab that master's and do a praise dance at the end of the stage. When I tell you that's what I'm going to do, that is exactly what I'm going to do. When I tell you that I am thebomb.com, that is what I'm telling you. I am thebomb.com. When I'm saying that you, sis, sir, whoever is listening to this, when I say that you are doing your best, you are going to do great, you have all the potential in the world to go after that job, to go after that project, to create, to put great things out in the world, I mean it. We have to start speaking positive affirmations over ourselves, okay? Y'all, I'm getting worked up. Oh, geez, I'm getting real worked up. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get into a couple of solutions. All right, so stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm your host, Joe. I am so excited that you decided to tune back in. You know, some people like to go about the break and be like, I'm going to do a little break myself and get off this episode. But you decided to come on back, and I appreciate that, honey. Love it here. So we've been talking about negative self-talk, and I just want to give a couple of solutions that helps me stay grounded and when I am getting to the place where I'm speaking negatively about myself. So number one, you have to remind yourself how far you've come, okay? You got to remind yourself how far you come. Some people don't make it to 18. Some people don't make it to 21. Some people don't make it to 31. You have come so far. You have accomplished a lot. So you got to remind yourself that. Number two, check your expectations for yourself and for others, okay? Check your expectations. We put a lot of expectations over ourselves. We put a lot of expectations for others. I am speaking to myself. I am the queen of high expectations when it comes to myself and when it comes to others. And sometimes you have to be able to be like, let me take a couple of step backs. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay? Okay. So check your expectations for yourself and others. Number three, celebrate the small wins. You did it. You did your best. Celebrate the small wins. Okay? Listen, if you asked me, back in, I don't know when I started this podcast, if I thought I was going to make it this far, I probably would have been like, I don't know. I'll just do a couple of episodes. Yes, it is. I'm on my third season. This is the 90 whatever episode. And I am proud of myself. I am staying consistent. You know, yes. Do I want to make top 10 on Apple Podcasts? Do I want somebody like Oprah to discover me? Sure. But for now, I am very excited that I made it this far. I'm excited for people who told me to keep on going. So that's celebrating the small wins. You are doing your best. Number four, comparison is the devil. Stop it. Stop comparing yourselves to other. You don't know what people had to go through to get to where they're at. Stop trying to look at somebody else's grass when you need to be watering your own, okay? Just stop. Some people had to climb a whole mountain to get where they want to get. Everybody's journey is different. Stop comparing yourself. Number five, grace and peace. Have grace for yourself. And I say it all the time, protect your peace, okay? Have grace for yourself and protect your peace. And lastly, tap into your community. Tap into your friends. Who is loving on you? Who's supporting you? Who's lifting you up? Who are the people that are coming alongside of you like, keep going, you got this, keep going? Who are the people that see the potential? Who are the people that are stopping you from speaking negatively about yourself? Who are those people? Those people you need to identify in your life, and you need to surround yourself with them, okay? Those are the people that are going to keep on pushing you, that are going to keep on walking alongside of you. So please, tap into your community. Y'all, it's so easy for us to bring our own selves down. It's so easy to say, we can't do this. We don't know how to do this, blah, blah, wazzy woo woo. I have done it myself. There are many times that I've said, I can't do this. I won't pass this. I won't get here. I won't do this. Listen, I am a walking testimony of what greatness and favor looks like, okay? If I could, I'll probably make this into an episode where I will spend a whole episode just sharing my own testimony of how far I have come. I am a walking testimony, okay? Listen, the conversation does not have to stop here, y'all. Please, please, please hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.org, or find me on Instagram, A Cup of Joe Podcast. I would love to hear What are the ways that you are speaking positive affirmations into your own self, okay? And if you need some, let me just remind you again. Number one, remind yourself how far you've come. Check your expectations for yourself and others. Celebrate the small wins. Stop comparing yourselves to people. Have grace for yourself and protect your peace. And please, please, please tap into your community. Who is loving you, supporting you, and lifting you up? It is so important.
Okay, y'all, it is so important. So I hope that this is helpful. I hope that you guys take this and run with it. And I hope that you start just changing the narrative that you can go after that job. You can go after that project. You can do whatever you put your mind to. I love this, y'all. I really love this. Next week, we're going to talk to some people who are having a hot girl, hot boy summer. So stay tuned for the next episode. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.